This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Defense Department said on Sunday the United States military conducted airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria involving Iranian-backed groups, hitting a training location and a weapons facility. It marks the third time in about 2 weeks the U.S. has retaliated against the militants for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected growing international calls for a ceasefire unless it includes the release of all the nearly 240 hostages captured by Hamas in the October 7th attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Netanyahu said the responsibility of any harm to civilians lies with Hamas. Israel will continue fighting in Gaza until Hamas is driven out of the territory.
Destroy Hamas. If you want security, destroy Hamas. If you want a future for Israel, the Palestinians, the Middle East, destroy Hamas.
Pushed to comment on if a deal for hostages may be in the making, the Prime Minister didn't want to divulge details.
Putting pressure on the Hamas leadership, that's the one thing that might create a deal. And if a deal is available, well, we'll talk about it when it's there.
Netanyahu said Israel had offered Gaza City's Shifa Hospital fuel to run generators, also to evacuate the hospitals, but they'd refused it, he says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The leader of French far-right party National Rally joined a demonstration against rising anti-Semitism in Paris on Sunday. Party leader and former presidential candidate Marine Le Pen was booed as she marched through the streets of the French capital.